Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, everybody. This is Tony Parker, and I want to welcome you to the EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques and Law of Attraction Workshop for Manifesting Happiness, Abundance, Prosperity, Business, and Personal Success. And I just want to welcome everybody, as is traditional with our please excuse me, I have a bad cough, but I'll still struggle on if you guys will struggle with me. Anyway, we, as is traditional with our group, we have an EFT warm-up where we do various EFT and Law of Attraction warm-up exercises, and then we get into some personal work, what have you. By the way, is anybody on tonight who's new to EFT and needs a little explanation what EFT is? Okay, so everybody on right now is pretty expert with EFT and knows where the tapping points are. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. All right, so now we're going to start with what we call the EFT gratitude tap, which is probably the simplest but probably most effective EFT tap there is. Okay, and it's incredibly simple. And when you go on the $3,000 success seminar weekends, where you spend 3 days learning about law of attraction and EFT and all that good stuff, the last thing they teach you is the gratitude tap, if you're lucky. So I'm going to save you $3,000. There you go. And a weekend. What we do is we make a list of things that we're grateful for, and then we tap on them. We do our EFT gratitude tap on it. It's very simple. The way we work as a group is each one of us, in turn, is invited to check in and share one aspect of our lives that we're grateful for, and then we all tap on it together as a group. So, who'd like to check in and share one aspect or one event or one person in your life that you're grateful for? Go ahead, please.
Hey, Tony, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, welcome aboard. And
how you
go
doing?
Ahead.
I'm grateful for the mentors and people that are in my life right now.
Awesome. Very cool. All right, let's start tapping and start tapping the top of the head. And we say those two magic words some people can never say. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Let's start tapping on the eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And I'll release. Okay. And now anybody else want to check in and share something they're grateful for we can tap on together? All right. Well, I'll just share that as a result of doing a lot of exercising and portion control and serious dieting, I lost 7 pounds last week. Woohoo! Okay,
yay.
Top of the head. Yay! Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay, very good. Anybody else want to check in and share something they're grateful for? We can all tap on together.
This is Linda. I'm grateful for all the Pope news.
Okay, top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, very good. Anybody else want to check in and say hi and share something they're grateful for? All right, we're going to move along to what we call cash and prizes, and this is where we really start to tap into the whole law of attraction concept, okay? We share sources of abundance. Now, this can mean an employer, this can mean an agency, this can mean a customer, a client, a collector, a student. Or even be a family member or friend who's given us money. Can either anybody who's either paid us or given us money. And I guess, again, if you want, you can use initials if you want to keep it anonymous. Go ahead, please. Who'd like to check in and share a source of abundance?
Linda W.
Okay, very good. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. Anybody else like to check in and share a source of abundance? Anybody's just come in? We're doing something called the gratitude tap, and we're sharing sources of abundance. Okay. I'll just tap in EG. Okay. Let's start tapping the top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent, very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. Anybody else want to check in and share a source of abundance? Okay. Now let's move along. We're going to share, we're going to do what we call the love tap. Okay. And the way that works is each one of us checks in and shares a source of love in our lives. Now, this can be a source of romantic love. Okay. This can also be kind of a universal love, but for those of you who are shopping for love, or if you want to recognize somebody that is in your life that you you love and they love you, the whole idea is to connect with that feeling of being loved and loving and being grateful for it. It's amazing how, you know, that there are actually people in this world who've never been loved or have never felt loved. Okay, so and you can use initials if you want to keep it anonymous. Who'd like to check in, please, with a source of love?
A.M.
Very good. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent, very good. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, for anybody who's just come in, we're doing something called the gratitude tap, and we're focusing on sources of love i.e. people who love us and who we love, and we're connecting with that feeling of being loved and loving and being grateful for it. And if you want to use initials, you can use initials. Go ahead, please. Okay, I'll check in. CN, top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep and our release. Okay. Anybody else want to check in with a source of love that we can all tap on together? All right. Well, that's the love tap. That's really good for both existing relationships and also if we're, you know, shall we say, not in a current relationship, but we're shopping. Another way this can work for people who are in existing relationships is you make a list of the aspects or the parts of your partner or relationship that you are grateful for, and you tap on them and go, thank you, thank you, thank you, for each aspect of your partner that you're grateful for. Okay, moving along, we're now going to do another part of our warm-up, which is called Ho'oponopono, which is a great exercise. It's a great general healing exercise, but also very good for relationships. And there's a lot of message traffic and internet articles and YouTubes about Ho'oponopono. So if you want to research it, all you need to do is Google Ho'oponopono. Anyway, it's incredibly simple in English. It's a traditional Hawaiian mantra, chant, ritual. But in English, it's incredibly simple and very easy. So let's add with TFT. It goes quantum. So let's just start tapping the top of the head and just repeat after me. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Eyebrow, please forgive me.
Please forgive me. Mm-hmm.
Side of the eye, I forgive you.
I forgive you. Mm-hmm.
Under the eye, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, I love you.
I love you.
Collarbone, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Under the arm, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Karate chop, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Top of the head, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, I love you.
I love you.
Under the eye, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Under the nose, please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Under the mouth, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
Collarbone, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, I love you.
I love you.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, that's the Ho'oponopono tap. Like I said, all you need to do is Google Ho'oponopono, and there's all kinds of fascinating articles about the origins of Ho'oponopono and how it can be applied to your life, etc. Great little exercise. The next warm-up is the money thermostat, which is, again, a wonderful little exercise. And it really does work. It's actually how my teacher basically became a millionaire, okay, Gary Craig. This was before he was the founder of EFT. He did this when he was an insurance salesman in California, okay. But it's an incredibly simple exercise. And what we do is we get a piece of paper and we write down the amount of money we made last year at the top of the page. And immediately underneath that, we write twice that amount. We go down a few more lines and we write down the amount of money we made last month. Immediately underneath that, we write twice that amount. Go down a few more lines, write down the amount of money we made last week. Underneath that, write twice that amount. Okay. Go down to the bottom of the page because we're pretty much at the bottom of the page. Write down the amount of money we made yesterday. Underneath that, write down twice that amount. Now, You don't have to be, you know, CPA perfect here, but, you know, just guesstimate it. You know, you can just use simple arithmetic, whether you, you know, you get a monthly paycheck or a, you know, biweekly paycheck or, you know, you just do the math, you know. However, if you're in one of those 12-step fellowships like Under Earners Anonymous or Debtors Anonymous, you will have been keeping daily records, so you'll know how much money you make a day, a week, a month, a year, et cetera. Anyway, like I said, it's a really simple tap. You use the EFT basic recipe. Like, even though I made $500 last week, I choose to make $1,000 this week. It's that simple. And it's setting an intention, it's classic law of attraction, and combining it again with EFT makes it go quantum. Since we're working as a group and we're limited for time, we're just going to do last week. Working on your own, you want to use the exact numbers and you want to go through each time frame because we seem to have different kinds of relationships with different time frames. Some of us get paid in different time frames. Some of us have different bills that occur in different time frames. Some bills are quarterly, some bills are monthly, some bills are weekly, you know. So we have different relationships. So it's really it's helpful, in fact, to tap on all four time frames, okay, and using the exact numbers, you know. But since we're working as a group, we're going to keep it a little vague, and we're going to do last week. And again, it's pretty much the EFT basis to be. So without any further ado, we're going to start rubbing your sore spot or tapping on your karate chop, whichever you prefer. And now again, Simon says, just repeat after me, okay? Even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
I can make twice what I made last week this week.
I can make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
I set a firm intention.
I set a firm intention.
A firm intention.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week.
I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. One more time. So even though I made what I made last week. Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So now let's start tapping the top of the head. Okay. I choose to make twice what I made last week this week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week this week.
Excellent. Eyebrow. I deserve to make twice what I made last week this week.
I deserve to make twice what I made last week this week.
There you go. Very good. Side of the eye. I give myself permission to make twice what I made last week this week.
I give myself permission to make twice what I made last week this
week.
Okay. Under the eye. I am willing to make twice what I made last week this week.
I am willing to make twice what I made
last week this week.
Okay, under the nose, it's safe for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
It's safe for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
Okay, under the mouth, I have the power to make twice what I made last week this week.
I have the power to make twice what I made last week this week.
Collarbone, I like the way it feels when I make twice what I made last week this week.
I like the way it feels when I make twice what I made last week this week.
There. Under the arm, it's easy for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
It's easy for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
Very good. Karate chop. So even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. and our release. Okay, so there you go. That's the money thermostat. Like I said, it's again another one of these very simple tools. It's been around for a long time, and it really works. But of course, it only works if you work it. Okay, do it as frequently as you want. It's based on the understanding that we have this kind of set point. Just like we have a weight set point, we become habituated to a certain level of abundance. Okay, this kind of gives us a certain kind of stability. However, if we're under earning, not meeting our needs, we need to winch it up a little bit. We need to turn the dial up, okay? And that's what this is based on. All right, so now we've done our basic warm-up. So now it's time to invite people to check in. I love hearing from you guys, checking in, synchronicities, challenges, things that have happened over the last 7 days, any actions, victories, as I like to say, either Kvetch or Kvel. So who'd like to check in, please? Go ahead.
Hey, Tony, it's Paul. I'll check in.
Hey, Paul, welcome aboard. Nice to hear your voice.
Thanks. Same here. One of the things I feel good about is there's a certain set of actions that I've been wanting to take for a while. It was enamored with fear and paralyzing, and it was stuff to bring me to the next level in my career, my life, the whole nine yards. And I started tapping, instead of getting too technical, too deep, I just really tapped the story out. You know, I just tapped around the story, even though I have all this fear and anxiety, and I go through it, I was doing that pretty consistently, and I feel like I broke through the veil, and I'm doing things that were paralyzing me before, but now I'm actually taking the actions to do it. And I also feel, I heard a story about Henry Fonda. He was 72 years old, and he used to, before he'd go out on stage, he'd throw up. And I feel like that way, even though I'm taking the actions, I still feel that resistance and that pull. So I'm saying, yeah, maybe that's just normal and have to deal with it and just keep tapping through it. So that's my story. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing. And maybe that's a topic for tonight, fear. As they say, false evidence appearing real, or as they say, F everything and run. There's several acronyms for fear. But that's a good topic. Excellent. Thanks a lot, Paul. Anybody else want to check in and say hi? Check synchronicities, challenges, Kvetch or Kvel, victories, etc. Go ahead, please. Anybody who's new to the group want to say hi? Anybody you just want to ask some questions? Go ahead, please.
I would like to tap on feeling secure to share more abundance.
Okay, cool, awesome. Thanks for sharing, excellent. Anybody else want to check in, say hi? Okay, well, I think we have a topic, which is fear. And I have to admit, financial fear is a biggie. It's one of the big beasties, that's for sure. Whether it's financial fear, career fear, fear of change, fear of growing, it definitely is procrastination. It's the root cause of a lot of different challenges that we face. And of course, it probably, there's a real physical aspect to it as well. Very often when we have fear, we'll have a sensation in the pit of our stomach or in our chest or some other part of our body. Okay, so it's a good idea to kind of connect there and also establish a kind of a what we call a subjective unit of distress scale, the number between 0 and 10, how big the fear feels, okay? And also, if you can, identify what the fear is of or about. You know, what is the name of the demon, as it were, So we can do a very simple EFT tap Why don't we just check in about fear? Who's got some fear? Anybody want to check in specifically about a fear that they have that they'd like to use EFT on tonight? Go ahead. I think both Linda and Paul are pretty much identified, but if anybody wants to zero in on what the fear is, to name it, it's almost like a self-limiting, self-sabotaging belief as well.
I guess it's a fear of failure, too, you know, just fear that you, fear of looking bad, fear of, fear of looking bad, you know.
Okay.
There's times that I want to look good all the time, but, you know, that's okay. I could look bad, and I'm still all right.
Right. Sue me. I'm human, right?
Exactly.
Now, just out of curiosity, Paul, when you were kind of connecting with that fear, did you feel it physically anywhere in your body?
Yeah, I'm learning after a couple of years of doing this that most of my, whether I'm feeling good or bad or whatever, or it seems to be in the center of my chest.
Okay, excellent. Okay. And just a benchmark on a scale of 0 to 10, right? I mean, I take it, it sounds like you tapped through a lot of your fear already, but just for argument's sake right now, what's the number?
I could say it's around a 6, 7 maybe.
Oh, okay, cool. Awesome. You're in fear, but that you're in touch with yourself. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Anybody else want to check in? Any fear they want to identify? You don't have to. This is not the Spanish Inquisition, but it just makes it helpful for you and everybody else.
Something about abundance. Abundance is dangerous and private. Private and dangerous and there's a violence around it.
Okay. And do you feel it anywhere physically in your body, anywhere specifically, any body feelings?
Maybe head.
Okay. All righty. And on a scale of 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Thank you. Thanks a lot, Linda. Okay. Anybody else want to check in? Kind of we're about name it to claim it or feel it to heal it. We're sort of identifying our fears, and we're going to start tapping on it in a second. All righty. What we're going to do is a one-size-fits-all, okay? You guys are going to fill in the blank. Okay, what I'm going to do is we're going to use a kind of a basic EFT script, but you guys are going to fill in the blanks where it's, so it makes it personal to you, okay? And we're all going to tap together barbs anyway. So again, rubbing your sore spot or tapping on your karate chop, whichever way you prefer. Just repeat after me. Even though I have this fear of?
Even though I have this fear of not being
fear of abundance.
Okay, and I feel it in my?
I feel it in my head.
I feel it in my chest.
My number is?
My number is 7.
Okay, I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent, very good. So even though I have this fear of, and I feel it in my... Go
even
ahead,
though
Mike.
I have fear of not being enough, and I feel it in my chest.
I feel it in my head.
Okay, I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I have this fear of, and I feel it in my...
Even though I have this fear of not being enough, and I feel it in my chest.
Okay. I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
All fear of in my...
All fear of not being enough in my chest.
I deeply love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I completely love myself.
Beautiful. Very good. Let's go top of the head. All fear of in my?
All fear of not being enough in my chest.
Very good. Eyebrow. All fear of my?
All fear of abundance in my head.
In my chest.
Side of the eye. All fear of in my.
All fear of not being
all fear
enough.
Of abundance in my head.
Okay, under the eye. All fear of in my.
All fear
all
of abundance
fear of not
in my
being
head.
Enough in my chest.
Under the nose. All fear of in my.
All
fear
of
abundance
enough
in my head.
My chest.
Under the mouth. All fear of in my.
All fear of
abundance
not being
enough
in
my chest.
Okay, collarbone. All fear of in my.
All fear of not being enough in my chest.
Under the arm. All fear of in my.
All
fear
of
not being enough in my chest.
Very good. Karate chop. So even though I have this fear of in my.
Even though I have fear of not being enough in my chest.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release,
and
let
go.
All of in my.
All
fear
of not being enough in
my
chest.
Deeply, very good. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely forgive
myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's go top of the head. I choose to heal and let go.
I choose to heal, let go of all fear in my chest and let go of my chest.
All fear of in my.
All fear of abundance in my head.
Okay, eyebrow. I deserve to heal, release, and let go.
I deserve to heal, release, and let go.
Fear of in my.
All
fear
of
enough in my chest.
My head.
Side of the eye, I give myself permission to heal, release, and let go. All fear of in my.
All
fear of in my
chest.
Very good. The eye, I am willing to heal, release, and let go.
I am willing to heal, release, and let go.
All fear of in my.
All fear of abundance in
my
neck.
Under the nose, it's safe for me to heal, release, and let go.
It's safe for me to let go.
All fear of in my.
All fear of
abundance not being enough in my chest.
Under the mouth, I have the power to heal, release, and let go.
I have the power to heal, release, and let go.
All fear of in my.
All fear of abundance enough in my chest.
Collarbone, I like the way it feels when I heal or let go.
I like the way it feels when I heal, release, and let go.
All fear of in my.
All fear of abundance in my chest.
Okay, under the arm. It's easy for me to heal, release, and let go.
It's easy for me to heal, release, and let go.
All fear of in my.
All fear of abundance in my chest.
Very good. Karate chop. So even though I have this fear of in my.
Even though I have this fear of not being enough in my chest.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To heal, release, and let go.
To heal, release, and let go.
All fear of in my.
All fear of not being enough in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Let's go top of the head. Letting go of fear of in my.
Letting go of fear of abundance in my head.
Excellent. Eyebrow, letting go.
Letting go.
Side of the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the nose, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the mouth, letting go.
Letting go.
Collarbone, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the arm, letting go.
Letting go.
Karate chop. Letting go of all fear of in my.
Letting go of all fear of not being enough in my chest.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. Very good. Excellent. So there you go. That's like just using the EFT basic recipe. Let's just check in with how does that feel now? How does the fear feel now? I want to check in how you're feeling now. Go ahead.
Way down. Down like 0-1 around there. Amazing how it just gets discharged with a couple of rounds of that.
Excellent. Excellent. Good. Linda, how you doing?
Yeah, way down.
Good. Excellent. Okay, like I said, there's this little kid in me that always goes, this stuff really works. You know, anyway, what can I say? All right, so there you go. That's using, it's basic. We're just using the EFT basic recipe, identifying the feeling, maybe some details about the feeling. Also, very often, if we can actually feel it physically, where the feeling is located, okay, tapping on that often helps too. The physical sensation, tapping on that also helps a lot. Okay, so we're along to the kind of positive movie or mind movie phase where we're invited to check in and share any goals or actions. Next week we want to focus and why did we get please. Any actions or visions or visions or for the next week, next 7 days? That can also be for a longer. Okay, nobody has any positive movies. So, let's tap and call it a night, if that's okay. Alrighty, so let's and rub your sore spot and just repeat after me. Okay, even though I have been allowing the universe, to manifest some abundance in my life, I choose to allow the universe. To manifest even more abundance in my life. And I deeply and completely love and forgive myself anyway. Very good. Excellent. So even though I have been allowing the universe. To manifest even more, to some abundance in my life. I choose to allow the universe. To manifest even more abundance in my life. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. So even though I have been allowing the universe. To manifest some abundance in my life. Today, right now, I set a firm intention. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life. Very good. Excellent. Okay, so let's go to Karate Chop. Today, right now, I set a firm intention. Top of the head. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life. Even more abundance of love. Side of the eye. Even more abundance of happiness. Under the eye. Even more abundance of good health. Even more abundance of financial prosperity. Under the mouth, even more abundance of artistic creativity. Collarbone, even more abundance of good friends. Under the arm, even more abundance of all the good things I really need. Karate chop. So today, right now, I set a firm intention. Top of the head. To allow the universe to manifest even more abundance in my life. Even more abundance of love. Side of the eye. Even more abundance of happiness. Under the eye. Even more abundance of good health. an even more abundance of financial prosperity.
Even more abundance of prosperity.
Under the mouth. Even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Even more abundance of artistic creativity.
Collarbone, even more abundance of good friends.
Even more abundance of good friends.
Under the arm. More abundance of all the good things I really need.
Even more abundance of all the things I really need.
Karate chop. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and now release. Okay, so there we go, guys. That's the abundance tap. We've had a wonderful night's tapping. We did a lot of basic EFT taps, and I love working with you guys. This is my favorite hour on the week when I get to hang out with you guys at TAP. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week. I just wanted to get a straw poll. Are you guys, if we move the time to 9 o'clock, would that be more convenient for people? I just want to kind of make consensus.
That's great, Tony.
Paul, how
either
about you?
Either way is good for me, Tony.
Okay, cool. Because I'm an experiment now, because I have less commitments on Sunday now. I had a lot of commitments on Sunday, and I couldn't get back here in time, you know, to 10 o'clock. But now that's sort of loosened up a little bit, at least for the time. But definitely 9 o'clock might be a kind of an interesting thing to change it. But I want to thank you all. I love you all. And I wish
you,
a wonderful, happy, abundant, love-filled week. I love you. Huggy face, kissy poos. Kissy face, huggy poos. Love
you
all.
Thank you. It's so wonderful being back. Thank you, Tony. I love you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.